between, just east of us here. I mean, west of us.
Oh, well,
I mean, your next town over here between Waynesboro and going to Memphis as well.
Savannah.
Yeah. Same town. Same name.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, there's Savannah, Georgia, and Savannah, Tennessee.
Yeah.
The biggest city in southern Georgia, Fort Benning, is near the town in Georgia. You know what that is? It rhymes with something you eat for breakfast. Meat that you put in this.
Like.
Yeah, it starts with an M. What's that? Do you know? It starts with an M instead of a B. M-A-C-O-N.
Macon, Georgia.
Uh-huh. And then there's one whose name is a man who discovered America. Who discovered America?
I don't know. Columbus. Long ago.
You don't remember that part?
Columbus.
You said it. What was that?
Columbus.
Right. 1492. And then what was that big city in Louisiana, known for the Mardi Gras, capital of Louisiana?
St. Louis?
No. New? Or?
New Orleans.
That's right. And what's the capital down there?
I think it's called New Orleans.
Well,
yeah.
This is new. You didn't say New Orleans. What did you say it was?
New Orleans, I'd say.
Okay, that's right. And how about the capital, Baton?
Baton Rouge.
That's right. And how about the biggest city in southern Ohio?
Cincinnati.
That's right. And how about the where the Reds and the Bengals play their home games in Blankville? Starts with L. Louisville.
Louisville.
Now, how do you say that?
Louisville.
All right, that's right.
Kentucky.
Okay, now, there's a biggest city on the Ohio River. There's a country over in England called I-R-E-L-A-N-D.
Ireland.
You got that, Ireland? And how about the country where French people live? What country is that the French are from? France? What's that?
France.
You know about France? And the country over there where the people of Moscow and the people of a Soviet Socialist Republic, what's that country? They got Sputniks going up, circling the earth. Our big enemy of the white people over there. You know what that was?
Germany?
No, it's north of Germany, though. Starts with R.
Russian.
Russians are the people of what's the country?
In Russia?
That's it. That's right. Russia. Okay, then, from this town to that town is about, if I said it was 10 of them, 10 miles, how would you say it's from this town to that town, it's about, how would you call it?
It's about 10 miles from here to...
That's right, to over there. If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, I don't know
whether I can or not.
That's it. Whether is what the word they're looking for. If you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seems...
that he's not doing much good.
Right. And if you were asked to go somewhere without your wife or your husband, you'd say, I won't go.
Without my husband.
Okay, without. And if your daughter did not help you with the dishes, you'd say, she went off playing blank helping me.
She left without helping wash the dishes.
Right. Without is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you come, when you could have used help, you might ask her after, well, why did you sit around blank helping me?
Without helping me.
Alright. A man is funny and you like him. So you say, I like him. Why?
Oh, he's right jolly, good company.
Alright. Why do you like him? I like him.
Because he's good company.
Right. The because is what I was looking for. So because.
Mm-hmm.
But they got down here, because. You know, but you said because, like you're supposed to. Name a strong church in the South that's a Protestant church. Starts with a B. Uh-huh. And those folks, when they become members of it, what is they talk about doing?
They're saved and can't be lost.
Yeah. No, but then what do they do in connection with the church? Like you do it to a